Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Jack Phillips, owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop in Lakewood, Colorado, has always served everyone, but he does have some guidelines on what he will create, such as he will not bake Halloween cakes or those with pornography. He has served homosexuals in the past, but two men came into his shop in 2012 asking him to bake a cake for their upcoming quote-unquote wedding. At that time, Colorado, as in the majority of other states, same-sex so-called marriage was illegal. But the legislature in Colorado had added the word sexual orientation to its anti-discrimination laws. As acknowledged by all parties, Phillips told the man, quote, "I'll make you birthday cakes, shower cakes, sell you cookies and brownies. I just don't make cakes for same-sex weddings," unquote. But the man, even after getting that message from Jack Phillips, sued him, and unfortunately he's lost the case at every level. So it's now being heard before the U.S. Supreme Court, and they will decide whether Christian bakers, florists, videographers, photographers, etc. must violate their religious beliefs and use their God-given talents to affirm so-called same-sex marriage. My guest today is Roger Gannum. He's an attorney with Orlando, Florida-based Liberty Council. Thanks, Roger, for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Increasingly, we see homosexuals targeting Christian businesses, asking them to participate in their same-sex weddings. Was Jack Phillips the only bakery in all of Lakewood that they had to go to?
Of course not. Like with most of these cases, probably all of these cases, there are numerous vendors in the wedding business who would be happy to host any wedding event, and won't have the same religious objection to participating in same-sex marriage that Jack Phillips did. And that's why these cases are so different from the kinds of discrimination cases from the 60s, for example, that really justified the kind of non-discrimination laws that had been on the books for years, that is, non-discrimination based on race or sex or religion or things like that. These cases involving homosexuals going to Christian wedding vendors don't need to end like this. There's certainly other vendors available who would be happy to do these weddings and allow Christians to live out their lives and run their businesses according to their conscience.
Yeah, and one of the biggest differences is that homosexuality is not innate. It's not an immutable characteristic, unlike skin color. So that's a major difference, although homosexual activists have been very successful in convincing too many Americans that they're born that way. So that's been a very good PR campaign. So this is a staff attorney with the ACLU Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Project. She said, quote, "Religious freedom is undoubtedly an important American value, but so is the right to be treated equally under the law, free from discrimination," unquote. So she's saying the Masterpiece Cake Shop cannot treat some customers differently than others based on who they are as people. I don't view Jack Phillips as doing that. I mean, he would have gladly served, and he has in the past, served homosexuals, but it was in this one instance where he would not bake a cake to validate their so-called marriage. So I don't, you know, again, it's the same issue of they're trying to make homosexuality an innate, unchangeable characteristic.
Yeah, that's right. Clearly here, Jack Phillips didn't want to participate in someone else's same-sex marriage, and that's different from discriminating against a person based on who they are or how they identify. Jack Phillips gladly would have sold any cake or pastry or other item in his shop to the gay couple that came into his store. He would have sold them anything out of the case that was already made.
Mm-hmm.
He had no objection to serving a person or serving persons regardless of how they identify. His objection was to apply his creative talents and gifts to create a message that he didn't disagree with. And we have to be clear here. People don't go to a custom wedding cake creator just to buy a generic one-size-fits-all cake.
Mm-hmm.
They want something that's going to be beautiful, something
mm-hmm.
that's going to send a message to their guests that their ceremony, their marriage, is important and worthy of this kind of investment in art that is a wedding cake. So anyone who's ever, you know, been involved in a wedding ceremony that has flowers, that has a photographer, that has a cake, knows that those things are all there. They're all present to beautify and to add weight and value, significance to the ceremony. That's what Jack Phillips objected to, was participating in something that would violate his beliefs. And that's not the same thing as singling out a person because of who they are, not to serve them.
Right. Yeah, and it is very troubling that we see the Christian business owners being targeted. And the ultimate goal is to use the force of law to have them affirm same-sex so-called marriage. You know, Jack Phillips has been fined. He and his staff have been forced to go through re-education training, even to the point of him no longer baking wedding cakes. And he lost like 40% of his revenue because of that decision. But rather than go against his religious beliefs, he made that decision. It's interesting that the same Colorado Civil Rights Commission that fined Jack Phillips allowed a homosexual baker to refuse to bake a cake with a scripture reference. To me, that's kind of, they're picking and choosing who they're going to find and who they're going to find guilty of discrimination. It's very troubling. The appearance is that homosexual rights are more important, at least in the state of Colorado, are more important than religious freedom. That's my take on that.
There is no doubt that a double standard is at play here. Discrimination only ever seems to be charged against the Christian. But in Jack Phillips' case, he certainly could claim that the Colorado law discriminates against him as a Christian, because he's not able to live out and work in his business in accordance with his most deeply held beliefs. He is required to violate his beliefs to participate in the marketplace. And that, if that's not discriminatory, then nothing is. And so it's definitely not a two-way street. And what people need to recognize is that there's no reason why business owners, Christian business owners, need to be sued out of existence, because we can all get along in a society that has a multiplicity of different viewpoints and beliefs. There are plenty of businesses to serve everyone. The non-discrimination laws, again, pointing back to the civil rights movement of the 60s, there were entire locations, geographic locations, where black Americans couldn't even go to the same restaurant, use the same restroom or water fountain as white Americans. Obviously, that's a situation that we can look back on and say was absolutely wrong, and we can be glad that we enacted laws to eradicate that kind of systematic discrimination. But, well, the plight of the LGBT person in 2017 is not in the same universe as what black Americans experienced in the 60s. There are no such thing as separate water fountains for people who identify as LGBT. There are no hotels and businesses that have conspired to say, we will not serve you if you identify as LGBT. It just doesn't exist. And so the idea that we can't all get along and put up with, and I mean all of us, put up with someone not agreeing with us, someone not affirming us, that's what America must look like if we are going to allow freedom and take it seriously. And there's no reason why in this case the couple who Jack Phillips says, I can't participate in your wedding, but here's, five other vendors that would do it. There's no reason they can't say thank you and move on and respect his rights not to participate in their event, instead of looking at that as a violation of their rights, because none of us has the right to be agreed with. Certainly none of us has a right to be affirmed in all of our ideas and beliefs. But that's what has happened in the case of Jack Phillips.
Yeah, absolutely. And increasingly, I think there are like 21 states across the country that have added sexual orientation to their anti-discrimination laws. Fortunately, Pennsylvania at this point is not one of them, but they've been trying for decades to get that terminology added to our anti-discrimination laws. And currently, there are two bills out there that would, if they were to become law, that would take place. In the House is HB 1410, and in the Senate it's SB 613. That if either of those became law, and our Governor Wolf would gladly sign them, we would have the same situation as what Jack Phillips is facing. We currently have earlier this year and a couple years ago, WW Bridal Boutique in Bloomsburg had been approached by a couple lesbians wanting them to make wedding gowns for their upcoming quote-unquote wedding. And the owner refused, citing her religious beliefs. So, and we don't have that kind of law like Colorado has in place. But if these two proposed laws were to become you know, the law in Pennsylvania, then WW Bridal Boutique would be required to make those wedding dresses. So it has ramifications. If the Supreme Court rules the wrong way, that is very real negative ramifications for Christian business owners.
Absolutely. We represented a couple of years back a wedding venue owner in Mountain Top, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
To, it's called the Inn of the Abingdon.
Okay,
For wedding. And without such a law as you just described, even without that law, when the venue owner said, I would prefer not to participate in someone celebrating someone else's same-sex wedding, couples, heterosexual couples, tried to cancel their contracts and sue to recover their deposits simply because of what the innkeeper believed, not because he treated them badly or in any kind of discriminatory way, but they really wanted to punish him for his beliefs. And thankfully, we were able to get both of those lawsuits thrown out. But you're absolutely right. If that kind of weapon is put in the hands of activists who really want to push an agenda and would love nothing more than to make an example out of a Christian business owner, it really could be a bad situation. Because, you know, you look at Jack Phillips, you look at Baronelle Stutzman, the florist out of Washington, you look at the Sweet Cakes by Melissa out of Oregon. In any jurisdiction where one of these laws is passed, you are going to have this situation. It is only a matter of time. And, you know, the reason we hear about Jack Phillips is his case has made it to the Supreme Court. But for every Jack Phillips we hear about, there's several other business owners, Christian business owners, who have made the decision that they will have to violate their conscience just to stay in business. And that's not what should happen in America.
No, that's for sure. That's the thought police in control, basically. And it's very troubling that Christians have to make that decision. But we see corporations have signed on to amicus briefs, friend of the court briefs, in this Jack Phillips Supreme Court case. Of course, the Human Rights Campaign, the largest homosexual lobby group in the nation, is behind most, if not all, of this. But they got major corporations and then smaller businesses to sign on to amicus briefs. And they were able to get more than 200 bakeries from around the country to sign on to this brief. 20 of those came from Pennsylvania, mostly in the Philadelphia area, you know, saying that, you know, siding with the two homosexual men who are suing Jack Phillips over his refusal to bake their so-called wedding cake. But, you know, it's Human Rights Campaign has been so very effective in getting these corporations and smaller businesses to sign on to amicus briefs in the Supreme Court in this case, or the North Carolina situation previously with the HB2. But what is the Supreme Court going to be mostly concentrating on with this case? Whether Jack Phillips and other business owners, Christian business owners, have the right, whether the First Amendment gives them the right to refuse to participate in same-sex weddings?
Well, that's a great question. The first thing to keep in mind is that the Supreme Court will try to answer questions before them as narrowly as possible. They understand that whatever decision they make will become policy throughout the country, so they understand the implications of every word they say. So here in Jack Phillips' case, I think what the Supreme Court is looking at is the specific question of forcing a person who is involved, who is an artist, forcing that person to express a message or engage in expression that the artist disagrees with. That is a core First Amendment right that we have, is not to be compelled to speak a message with which we disagree. And that's where I think the court is going to focus its decision. A win for Jack Phillips on those grounds, even though narrow, will certainly be a blessing to all Christians who are involved in the wedding industry that provide any kind of creative service. So the florists, the photographers, the cake artists, things like that. What won't be clear is what happens to someone who simply owns a venue or a caterer who's called to cook and serve food. It won't be clear how a narrow ruling would apply to them and how their rights would be protected. And that may be the course or the subject of future litigation. It would be really great to see this a good decision for Jack Phillips be the start of a movement back towards some balance and some equity in this whole religious rights versus sexual rights debate that has been, as you pointed out earlier, always seems to be the sexual rights that win. It would be nice to see the tide turn and some sense of order restored, so that we can all, you know, live and work according to our deepest beliefs and without being, you know, without the fear of being sued out of business.
Right, and that's what we see happening, unfortunately. Too many Christian business owners are fearful of being sued out of business. So you're saying that a narrow decision would impact bakers and such as that, but not necessarily Christian caterers, would not be creating the cake or whatever, but would be catering a meal for the wedding reception and such as that. This decision would not cover all Christian businesses, just those that create.
That's what we would expect. Certainly the court could go farther than that and pronounce a broader rule. It would just be unlike the Supreme Court to do that. But
when it came to the marriage case, the Obergefell case, that's exactly what they did. You know, they threw out every single marriage law in the country. But anyway.
That's a good point. And I guess that's the difference between, again, you know, when religious rights come up against sexual rights, mm-hmm. it means the sexual rights have been winning. But we're going to see soon enough, probably not before June, but it's possible. We'll see what the Supreme Court has to say here, and hopefully we get a good decision.
That's for sure. I know that Anthony Kennedy is usually considered the swing vote, especially on these issues. He's swung the wrong direction, and it's been the deciding vote in favor of homosexual rights. When the case was heard on December 5th, he kind of seemed to be asked. He definitely did ask some very piercing questions. And it appeared that, not that we can, you know, get into his mind and read his mind, but he seemed to be questioning why someone had to give up their religious beliefs in order to affirm a same-sex wedding, that was never his intention with a Obergefell decision, something along those lines.
Yeah, it's interesting. Certainly we can't put our hope in any justice,
right.
But we can try to read the tea leaves, so to speak, and see that Justice Kennedy seemed to be concerned with the open hostility towards Jack Phillips' religious beliefs expressed by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. And Justice Kennedy recognized that, like we've been talking about, there must be some balance here and ability for people to get along with each other with differing viewpoints. So that provided some hope that Justice Kennedy, who in addition to being the apparently strongest advocate for LGBT rights on the U.S. Supreme Court, also has a pretty good track record on First Amendment rights.
Okay.
So we may see, you know, Justice Kennedy, who's rumored even to be considering retirement, we may see him fire a parting shot here and maybe restore some order. And on the other hand, if Justice Kennedy sides with the so-called conservative majority, he may not even write this opinion. We might see an opinion from Chief Justice Roberts or one of the other mm-hmm. conservative justices in this case. And it's not out of the question, again, because of the First Amendment rights that are involved, it's not out of the question we'll see six or seven justices join with the majority on a good decision in this case. You know, don't forget the Hobby Lobby case that allowed religious liberty for corporations was not the slim 5-4 majority that we usually see. So, you know, it's always hard to predict what the Supreme Court will do. But we certainly should pray for a strong decision in favor of Jack Phillips that will provide some relief to Christian business owners, especially in the wedding business.
Yeah, that would be very, very good news for those Christian business owners. So at this point, the case has been heard before the United States Supreme Court. They did that on December 5th. And as you mentioned, it'll probably be June before a decision's handed down. And, you know, Justice Kennedy is rumored to be considering retirement. So we'll see how that plays out, whether he announces his retirement the day after his decision is handed down or what, who knows. But how can folks contact you guys there at Liberty Council?
Oh, thank you for asking. We can be found on the web at lc.org. That's the best way to get to us. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. You can read about our cases online, see what kind of things we're involved in. Donate money if you're so inclined, but you know, Liberty Council, we never charge our clients for the work that we do, and so we depend on the generosity of like-minded people who want to support our work.
Okay, fantastic. That's lc.org or
yes.
407?
Yes.
The number? Okay, 407-875-1776. And thanks so much, Roger, for being with us, and you have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Diane. Thank you for having me.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.